Good morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. Secretary of State James Baker left Jerusalem suggesting he and Prime Minister Shamir have made progress in defusing the flap over President Bush's desired delay in U.S. loan guarantees. But a different story emerged as Baker flew to Cairo. This tale of two cities begins with correspondent Bob Simon.
The Prime Minister and the Secretary came out smiling. Both said they had made progress towards removing what Baker has called the bumps on the road to a peace conference.
Very important work was done, and there are before us good perspectives for the future.
And while we've made some progress, we haven't totally come together yet on the issue, and we will continue to have further discussions.
The smiles were also designed to dispel the dark clouds which have hovered over American-Israeli relations since the president's threat last Thursday to veto any move by Congress to grant Israel loan guarantees before January. That issue was not resolved this morning, but Israelis say Baker went a long way towards convincing them that the administration is not looking for a confrontation. Sources in Jerusalem say Shamir could agree to postpone the loan guarantee request as long as Israel receives assurances that the money will be forthcoming in January. That seems to be the crux of the matter right now, finding a formula that would make the Israelis relax and finding a couple of ladders which would permit President Bush and Prime Minister Shamir to climb down from the positions they've taken without appearing to have done so. Bob Simon, CBS News, Jerusalem.
This is Bill Plant in Cairo, where Secretary of State Baker has landed following his negotiations with members of the Israeli government. The U.S. and Israel are still very much at odds today over the president's demand for a 120-day delay of the $10 billion in loan guarantees. Secretary Baker's description of the matter in Israel as having not quite totally come together on the issue understates the case considerably. Baker gave the Israelis what amounts to a bottom-line U.S. position on the loan guarantee issue, asking them to agree to a 120-day delay in return for a pledge simply not to ask for any further holdups and to help with legislation next January. The Israelis are not satisfied. They want the U.S. to pledge that when the waiting period is up, that it will not ask Israel to freeze its settlement activity in the occupied territories. And that, said a senior administration official, is just something we're not going to do. Bill Plant, CBS News, Cairo.
New York black activist Al Sharpton made a brief trip to Israel today on the eve of Yom Kippur to serve legal papers on a Hasidic Jewish man whose car struck and killed a black child in Brooklyn, touching off racial riots. Leaders of the driver's Hasidic sect denounced Sharpton as the Cossack leader of an anti-Semitic pogrom. In Yugoslavia, the major parties today agreed to immediately halt weeks of fighting in Croatia, in which hundreds have died. Newswoman Louise Branson in Belgrade says the ceasefire was arranged by Lord Carrington, the European Community envoy, in 4 hours of talks in the Adriatic resort of Igalo.
European Community envoy Lord Carrington, a veteran negotiator and former British Foreign Secretary, has held talks with the presidents of Serbia and Croatia, as well as top army generals. He has secured an agreement from them for a ceasefire. They have signed a document saying that everybody under their control and political influence will stop fighting. However, there have been many European Community brokered ceasefires in the past. One 2 weeks ago, which was signed by the presidents of all the six republics, broke down within 15 minutes.
Earlier today, Yugoslav gunboats blockaded Croatian ports. U.S. Treasury Secretary Nicholas Brady and Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan left for Moscow this morning carrying economic know-how, not blank checks. Brady spoke at Plainside.
This is really an investigative trip. We're going to meet with Messrs. Gorbachev and Yeltsin, officials of the central bank, people in the finance ministry, trying to determine just exactly what the financial situation is and what the United States can do to help.
The U.S. Senate last night ratified a U.S.-Soviet treaty that divides, on a roughly equal basis, 21,000 square miles of ocean rich in fisheries and oil and gas. Signed at last year's Bush-Gorbachev summit in Washington, it ends a 14-year dispute. Albania today appealed for emergency food and medical aid from rich industrial nations to save children from starving in Europe's poorest country. As a police van crossed a bridge near Londonderry in Northern Ireland, it was hit with a mortar round, killing one officer, badly injuring four others. No claim of responsibility, but the IRA often uses mortars. This comes a day after a Protestant gunman killed an official of the IRA's political wing, Sinn Féin. In London, the government has returned a 17-year-old IRA bombing case to the Court of Appeal. It cited parallels to another case in which people were wrongly convicted. The United Nations General Assembly convenes today to admit 7 new members, among them the 3 Baltic states reclaiming their independence in the wake of the Soviet Revolution, as well as the 2 still divided Koreas. Robert Gates, after confessing too little curiosity about his own colleagues' Iran-Contra doings, is back on the stand trying to persuade the Senate Intelligence Committee he's the right man to lead the CIA toward the 21st century. As Barry Bagnato tells us, partisan feathers flew this morning.
Gates' chief questioner, Ohio Democrat Howard Metzenbaum, accused Republicans, including Warren Rudman, of ramming through the nomination.
Very strong, substantive questions were not to be asked from that side of the aisle, and that it was in the nature of a political confirmation, and it's a little bit disappointing.
I resent being told that I am sitting here as a political pawn of anybody because I am not, nor are my colleagues.
When questioning resumed, Metzenbaum suggested Gates should have done more to stop the Iran Arms for Hostages deal during his time at the CIA. Gates said it was President Reagan's initiative, one that could not be reversed.
It was a policy decision that was protested by the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense and the Acting Director of Central Intelligence. Again, it was a policy decision. The president decided to go forward.
Gates, with White House aides sitting behind him, remains cool and confident, insisting he played no role in Iran-Contra. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
The House is heading toward approval of a Democratic bill providing new benefits for the long-term unemployed, despite a White House veto threat. New York Democratic Congressman Tom Downey is pushing for it.
We've been late, but now that the House will pass this bill, hopefully by a veto-proof majority, so will the Senate, and we'll be able to get additional weeks of unemployment compensation to those people who have been out of work.
Texas Republican Bill Archer agrees with President Bush the extra benefits are too costly and unneeded.
We don't need a tax increase, and particularly we don't need a tax increase to pay for something that, in my opinion, is not necessary.
Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dan Rostenkowski plans to pay the $6.4 billion cost with a hike in employers' taxes for unemployment insurance, but he doubts any tax bill will pass. Hundreds of record stores across the United States opened their doors just after midnight last night to start selling 2 Guns N' Roses albums, the most long-awaited rock record since the heyday of the Beatles. In New Zealand, where Tuesday arrived more than 24 hours ago, hundreds of fans braved chilly temperatures to become the world's first to buy the L.A. Rockers 2 record set. Movie producer Joe Pasternak has died at his Beverly Hills home at the age of 89. Born in Hungary, he rose from a dishwasher at Paramount to produce such films as Anchors Away and The Merry Widow. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrial Average is ahead nearly 6.5 points at 3022.80. It's 7:10.